know today.
I hope you had a fabulous 4th of July weekend and saw some fat fireworks. Fat, by the way, means the other PH fat. Wonderful fireworks. I saw some pretty spectacular ones myself. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Sadly, there were some terrible horror shows across the United States when it came to fireworks. In North Carolina, four people were killed by a fireworks accident. One in Pennsylvania, and then this strange bridge collapse after a fireworks show in Indiana. 100 people were thrown into the water, and a sad story about a Disney worker hurt in the monorail crash. We'll talk about all that sad stuff a little bit later on the show. Also, speaking of sad, Steve McNair, who once almost won the Super Bowl, missed it by just a few inches. Steve McNair, you might remember him from his Tennessee days or Baltimore days at the tail end of his career in Nashville, Tennessee. He was found dead with his 20-year-old girlfriend. A lot of the speculation is possibly murder-suicide, but then there are tales that he was threatened and also that she had a boyfriend who had a hot temper, an ex-boyfriend that might have somehow been in the way. Who knows? I would think that this one gets wrapped up pretty quickly, though, with those great detectives in Nashville who are all over this, of course, investigating it. And the big thing heading into the weekend, a lot of fireworks, was Sarah Palin, the governor of Alaska, who in some circles couldn't be more popular, let's face it. She sells out when she goes and gives speeches. A lot of people like Sarah Palin, perhaps for 2012, and instead she mysteriously decides to pull out, not be the governor, toss it to the lieutenant governor, and step aside in just the next couple of weeks. Late on Friday, here's what she said.
It would be apathetic to just kind of hunker down and go with the flow. We're fishermen. We know that only dead fish go with the flow.
All right, so she didn't want to go with the flow apparently anymore, so some people are speculating, is it because of this presidential run? She wants to, start crisscrossing the country, beef up her knowledge on certain things? Then there's other people who feel like it could be a talk show she's being offered. I think there is something up her sleeve. I don't know what it is. I heard from a couple of people in broadcasting that Roger Ailes and Fox, that they've kind of been courting Sarah Palin, if there's any truth to that rumor whatsoever. Then, of course, the more cynical crowd or just people who think, well, this is what happens with politicians, think that there might be something else going on with Sarah Palin. So after staying out of the public eye for most of Sunday, or Saturday rather, it's kind of crazy. On Sunday, she announced she would, give up that, a day after she announced she would give up her job as governor, she indicated on a social networking site, because, everybody's doing that, Twitter, et cetera. They're releasing information that way. So she decided to use that. And all she's saying is she's taking on a larger national role, a higher calling to unite the country along conservative lines. The only other thing I thought, do you think Michael Steele gets shoved out and Sarah Palin is the woman behind the Republican Party? Would they give her that position? Would that be a possibility? Because that fits it, larger national role, higher calling, conservative lines. I don't know. Maybe I'm fishing here. Here's what Vice President Joe Biden had to say on one of the Sunday shows about Sarah Palin.
Those who've been deeply involved in politics know at the end of the day, it is really and truly a personal deal. And personal family decisions have a real impact on people's decisions. I love reading these history books and biographies of people. The reason they made the choice to run or not run was because the state of the economy. It maybe had a lot to do with what the state of their life was and the state of their family, etc. So I'm not going to second guess her. I respect her decision. I don't know what prompted her decision to not only not run again and also to step down as a consequence of the decision not to run in 2010. I take her at her word that it had a personal ingredient in it, and you have to respect that.
All right, you heard what he had to say. What do you think is really going on with Sarah Palin? 800-259-5791, the magical numbers to dial those digits and be heard. 800-259-5791, obviously we're going to talk about this a bunch as well during this show. And as I mentioned, Palin pretty low, except for that, as far as on the radar, except for the fact that on Sunday she started to pop up on Twitter. A couple of quick things. The FBI told a Los Angeles Times reporter that the feds are not investigating Palin's activities in any way as governor, even as a former mayor, anything else at all, that there is nothing on their radar. Also, the special agent in Alaska said there's no truth to the rumors that we're investigating her, getting ready to indict her. Absolutely zero truth to that. So this just adds to the mystery. She'll be gone. She's done on July 26th, and then the Lieutenant Governor Sean Parnell takes her place. And that's it. So a lot of people going crazy trying to figure out what is the scoop on Sarah Palin. Is this the way to lay the groundwork for 2012? Is she going to be in some kind of a visible place in the private sector? As I said, I heard about Roger Ailes and Fox reaching out to her, if there was any truth to that. And that could make sense. If she did a talk show, she'd be visible. She could go on the speaking circuit. She gets a ton of money to go and speak. That could be what it is. I definitely don't think she's going to drop out of the limelight. I don't think that's what it is at all. She's not going to just drop out of being the governor and stay there in a cabin, in her giant log cabin in Alaska. That's not going to happen. Now, there are a lot of people in that state who are not happy with Sarah Palin stepping down because they think that she should have an explanation for why she's decided to just boot the office in a couple of weeks. What is the deal? And I would assume that what will happen here is whatever it is she's going to do, we'll know in the next few weeks, probably by the time she steps down. There has to be, I believe, something that is already waiting, something on the hook. I don't think she's just tossing this out lightly and saying, okay, well, I know people want me to speak and I can certainly make a living and I can try to rally the GOP, especially the conservative vein. Mm-mm. I'm thinking there's probably something much, much bigger on the horizon, and all the darts that I've thrown at the board through all the sources I have could be wrong as well, but I wouldn't be shocked by the broadcasting route. Certainly she's going to do a book, and we know she's going to give more speeches, but is that what she's going to do for the years leading up to the next possibility of being a presidential candidate, and how much would stepping away from being the governor hurt her? 800-259-5791. I mentioned at the top of the hour, because I don't want it to be all sour and dour, hopefully you spent time with your families and had a good 4th of July. I got to go see a fireworks show in Richardson, Texas. It was mind-blowing, 30 minutes, really wonderful, wonderful fireworks. Some of the best, I think, that I've ever seen, shockingly. I would put them up there with some that I saw at the Macy's fireworks display in New York. So how about you? Hope you're still enjoying your 4th of July weekend. Coming up next, the mystery of the Airbus and some flights that have gone down recently. Our pal DJ Frost joins us, the pilot, to discuss some of his thoughts on what's going on. That's next here on America Tonight.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, yourself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hi, this is John Swenson again at Midas Resources, and let me ask just one question. What would you list as the things that the federal government does really well? The armed forces and printing bogus money doesn't count. Now take that blank page of yours and list the ways that you have to protect your assets and escape the paper markets. The only real option is precious metals for your retirement, your kids' education, or just plain survival when the whole Obama mess comes crashing down. You are the only one you can count on for a stimulus package, and I'd like to discuss a proven strategy to create that safety net for you and your family. Please give me a call at 800-686-2237, extension 128. That's 800-686-2237, extension 128. And together we can develop a Make Sense program before the clock runs out. Once more, John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128. And take charge of your future, and thank you.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious tasting chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard to digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Kate Delaney, America Tonight, how sad it is that this Yemeni Airlines crashed into the Indian Ocean off the island nation of Comoros, and just the one survivor, the 12-year-old girl, didn't even swim. Lucky they found her. She had been in the water for 12, 13 hours, and then 152 other souls lost as a result of that plane crash. Of course, it's another Airbus, so there are a lot of questions surrounding these flights. And as somebody said to me, Jesus, it's safe to fly if you're flying to or from third world countries. So we've had him on a couple times, and he's so great on the air. We love to talk to him. DJ Frost joins us now, and he's a pilot who has traveled all over the place, flown internationally. Hey, DJ, how are you? Did you have a good fourth?
I certainly did, Kate. How are you? Thank you for having me on again.
Oh, of course. Does it make you wonder, should people be worried? Because I have friends that crawl around all over the place, and if they're fortunate enough and they can kind of ping and pong, they've saved up and they're doing things in other places where they would be on flights like this. Is there reason to be concerned?
You know what? In some cases with third world airlines, there is. And once again, it's about people looking at the choices they're making and studying the airlines and really making an informed decision. Sometimes it's not just the price that should be the decision maker in this instance.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that. And is there something with the Airbus or something with this particular type of plane that we're talking about?
Well, you know, what's interesting is that this is an older Airbus. It's, was like their second generation. They had the A300. This was the A310 that crashed. The one, the Air France one was the A330. And, I know people are stressed about flying, and I got some great stress relief techniques at flystressfree.com if they are having a little bit of apprehension about flying this summer. The thing to keep in mind, though, is that some of these countries may be, I'm almost wondering if there was a wind shear problem, if there was something training with their crew. There's a lot of little factors there. Once again, it's that chain of events of what might have happened with this particular plane on this approach. They had already done one approach, did a missed approach, were coming in again for a landing. I have a couple of things in my mind that could be the problem there. Either they could have hit some wind shear and they didn't have the wind shear detection system that all airlines in the United States have by FAA rules, or they might have run out of fuel. I'm almost thinking about that, too, that they might have got to a point where they just had fuel exhaustion, which has happened before, too, with some foreign airliners. The Avianca crash in New York is one, for instance.
Oh, yeah, that was awful. And, you know, when you talk about, it's interesting, you say about flying when you have to make some decisions when you're trying to fly. Is there something about, hey, if the airline is promising fly practically free, maybe it's not the flight you want to get on?
Good. That's right. Exactly right. And what's more important, too, about this particular airline was this airplane had already been put on a watch notice. That means the European Union had already found some discrepancies with this airline in this particular aircraft. Now, it might have been certain mechanical items that weren't crucial for a flight that might have been deferred that allowed them to fly for a certain amount of time, yet they might not have been fixed them then on that time schedule. What this says to me then is if they were letting things like this begin to slide, possibly this culture then within this company and at this airline then could have been throughout the rest of the airline, could have been within their training, could have been within their maintenance, could have been with their overall safety program. And this has happened with other airlines before.
Yeah, with the fact that they ignored the watch notice, I mean, this is a legal thing, but you would also believe that some of the victims' families would have a heck of a lawsuit in saying that, listen, they were negligent in what they did in flying this plane. Do you think that's something that could happen?
Well, it is interesting to look at, too, that they didn't bring this particular aircraft up to Paris to pick up these people. They had a different airplane that they brought down to their hub then in Yemen, and then they transferred them to this 310. So it's very curious to why they did that and what exactly was the maintenance situation with that aircraft or possibly the crew training. So if people are going to be flying on Third World Airlines, definitely pay attention to that. Now, my particular airline, when we have to commercial around and deadhead to different areas around the world, we do have certain airlines that are banned airlines that our company will not allow us to travel on.
Really? So there's something you just say, no, you can't do that. You can't travel on these airlines because of their safety record or whatever?
Exactly. Exactly.
Wow. And, you know, there's only one survivor. So how miraculous is that, that the 12-year-old girl, how do you explain that?
All I can explain is God, the good Lord, came down and it was her day. It was her day to live, and hopefully she could shed a little bit more light on what happened. I'm not sure. She might have been just sleeping or something through this. It's obviously, though, they haven't found people who have found their life jackets on them or had any idea that a ditching situation was coming up. So that's why I said either it's going to be wind shear situation with the weather the way it is. I mean, they were saying almost 70-mile-per-hour winds. My goodness, isn't like 75 about a hurricane, a Category 1 hurricane? And that's what I'm almost wondering then. Did they run out of fuel then because they were already on their second approach? And I'm sure at that point then they were probably running out of some ideas and time of what they needed to do if they didn't even make this approach at that point and do a successful landing.
Yeah. You know, and talking about those airlines, too, one of the complaints that over some of those flights is they don't have seat belts, and sometimes they're overcrowded. Passengers actually stood in aisle. I didn't know you could even do that on a plane.
Well, I haven't personally seen that on any airlines I've flown on. I you know what? It's outside of the United States, the rules are different. And I know I've talked with some other, during some other interviews, that there's an international organization, ICAO, that has the general rules about airlines, yet each airline and each country has their own set of rules. And like I was pointing out, they might not have even had a wind shear detection system, which is mandated by the FAA for all airlines to have here. Plus, we have wind shear training every year when we go in the simulator that we practice and we work on just in case. So we're very well up to speed on all of this in the United States, and I would say generally within Europe and all these other airlines that are around the world. It's a hit or miss thing then. What exactly are they conforming with within their training and their safety regulations?
Yeah, no kidding. So your website, you were talking about, go to flystressfree.com, and more people are stressed out about flying. Of course, anytime you hear about any air tragedy, no matter where it is, people start to wonder about flying, particularly if they're already, they already have that in their mind, that they're a little bit shaky about getting on planes. And we know there's a lot of famous people who won't fly, the Aretha Franklins, and John Madden was famous for that, taking a bus everywhere when he had to cover all the games. What are a couple of quick things that people can do?
Well, you know, and I still want people to understand it's still a very safe way to go. And when these happen, these crashes happen, they are so unusual that they do get a lot of notoriety. And, I mean, I just put my son on an airplane a few days ago. He flew off to Taipei. He's in Taipei, Taiwan right now. So I do believe in travel and staying safe, and I put my family on airplanes. I think a very important thing for people to do just to have power is to, when they get on an airplane, really pay attention where those emergency exits are. Have a visual reference to where they are in front of them, behind them. I just watched 60 Minutes tonight, and they were talking about how that evacuation went so smoothly with U.S. Air Flight 1549 and how people listen to the flight attendants. The flight attendants are very well trained, and it's so important for people to listen to their directions and listen to that briefing every time. It's just to put the magazine down for 5 minutes and listen to this could save a person's life, literally.
Yeah, boy, I so agree with you on that one. DJ, thanks. We appreciate the time, buddy. We'll talk to you down the road.
You're welcome very much. I'm glad I could help you and your audience get even more educated tonight. Thank you very much, Kane.
Food prices soaring to all-time highs. As the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop. Thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's N-U-R-E-V online.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Coming up this day in history, birthdays and news you can abuse. But before we get to all that, Sarah Palin was one of the big stories heading into the 4th of July weekend because she dropped some fireworks of her own on so many people, catching them by surprise by stepping aside as governor of Alaska. Lots of conservatives had plenty of opinions on this, critics and friends alike. Palin didn't confide, apparently, in a lot of people. And now, a couple of days after that announcement, she's hinting at what her future is going to be. On her website, I'm going to read you a quote. Palin said, "I'm now looking ahead and how we can advance this country together with our values of less government intervention, greater energy independence, stronger national security, much-needed fiscal restraint." That was on her Facebook page, rather. So she shocked even her closest friends on Friday, late on Friday, when she announced she would resign on July 26th. That's more than a year before her first term ends. But she has not revealed any specifics about details of a bigger plan and a national agenda. She just alluded to a couple of things. So the question is, geez, what's next for Sarah Palin? Do you think she even has a shot at running for president in 2012? Here's what Karl Rove's take was on Palin's announcement.
It is not clear what her strategy here is by exiting the governorship 2.5 years through the term and putting herself on a national stage that she may not yet be prepared to operate in.
All right, so that's the thing. I mean, where, how does she prepare herself for that kind of a move? And, of course, there would be money, I think, that would be donated to Sarah Palin, but who were the candidates in 2012 and then dumping out early as to the priority of being governor? Of course, there were other things that happened where she had to spend a boatload of money, almost $500,000, to defend herself against some of these ethics charges that were all cleared except for two. And there's a ton of money on the table for her, for books, for speaking engagements, all that other sort of stuff. She could make millions of dollars doing that. Or maybe there's something else that we don't know about at this point, some other job, so to speak, in the Republican Party. Roy is listening to us in St. Louis. Hey, Roy.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Wanted to comment about the Honduras thing that you brought up.
Sure.
I think if you connect the dots on this thing, it's pretty obvious what it's all about. I mean, here you got this guy who was elected, supposedly the center-right president. Suddenly he's all the way in Chavez's court.
Mm-hmm.
He's flown back on Venezuelan jets.
Mm-hmm.
And what you've got, apparently, is Honduras trying to defend their sovereignty as a country. This is a apparent power grab by Chavez.
Oh, I agree 100%. He's part of that. He was part of that, as you dig deeper into it, and you said it there in very simple terms, perfect. He was part of that whole left regime change that you're seeing across Central and South America. Yeah.
And I think we in America better hope that this administration has some backbone and some clarity to see the situation as it is. Maybe they do, and maybe they're just, you know, kind of reluctant to go out there and say, you know, hey, we need to back Honduras on this, not, you know, play footsie with, you know, people like Chavez. This guy, you know, I mean, he's coming across more and more as you know, a force that we're going to have to deal with, and obviously he's not a friend of the United States.
Yeah, I agree with that. Not a friend at all. I mean, you saw the embrace with Obama, but I don't think that he's, I don't think at all that he's somebody that you can trust. He's right there with Ahmadinejad and Kim Jong-il and put Chavez on the list, obviously. You saw that he's certainly in cahoots with the Castro brothers in Cuba, and absolutely, I think the more he keeps, the more noise he keeps making. Remember when he came to the United States and said he would, geez, you won't help the poor people with their oil situation? Well, we'll give them heating oil and all this other kind of nonsense. And nothing infuriates me more when you see Americans embracing Chavez, because I think he's a butcherer. I think he's a little dictator in Venezuela. If you talk to any of the Venezuelan people, a lot of Americans or expats and British people got out of Venezuela for fear of things that were happening in their neighborhoods. So absolutely,
well,
yeah.
Yeah, you know, I just think the guy's on a power grabbing trip, you know, throughout the region. And I mean, you know, he's trying to build a block to oppose the United States and to oppose really democratically elected regimes, you know, and I think we need to recognize what, you know, what we're up against there.
Yeah.
Can I just comment too about Sarah Palin?
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if she's starting to be viewed a little bit you know, kind of a head case a little bit, but I do think that she is, you know, someone that's going to be an important force in the Republican Party. But as to, the one caller said she might be a good senator. I think that's probably true as well.
Yeah, but here again, what you have to think of, thanks for the call, Roy, what you have to think about is, you have constituents as a governor, too. I mean, the people elected you. And then when you leave office and it's really vague as to what you're doing and you leave with 16 months to go, that doesn't give you the people a warm, fuzzy feeling about you. So to be elected senator, I mean, let's face it, you got to have the horses. You got to have people that will put you in that position. And I don't know that she would have that in her own state. She's polarizing. So, but I don't think that's the direction she's going. I don't think she's looking for a Senate spot. No, I think that there's something bigger on the horizon. And maybe it is, okay, 2012, I'm going to push. I'm going to put my profile out there. I'm going to be out there, and speaking. And I'm going to speak to conservative issues. And I'm not going to be afraid to say it. And I'm going to give speeches. And I'm going to have my books out there. And I'm going to dispute some of the stuff that's being pumped out from the current administration or whatever. That could be. I think it is more of a public role that she's talking about. And a lot of that will be going around and speaking at various Rotary clubs and Republican functions and that sort of thing. I have to think that there's the limelight that's still there. It's not to just, somebody thought, well, maybe there's a family problem and she's sitting back. It's not that. I don't think so. You know, Palin's, as I said this, her friends didn't know even that she was resigning. It was just very abrupt, the announcement, and the mystery about her plans have all this speculation going. However, there's no, there's no claims that some skeletons are dancing out of the closet, and the feds have said they're not investigating her for anything, because that was one of the things that was thrown out, that there might be something there. So there's no criminal investigation that anybody's aware of, period, so far. So that's not the deal. And is it something else? Is it the fact that, I said this earlier, the one thing that you could point to is that she spent so much money defending herself with these various ethics charges. And, you know, you're looking at $500,000 there, and people want to pay her millions of dollars to speak and write and all that other thing, all that other stuff. She's making $125,000 as the governor, and she has this family, and she thinks she can be a big part of the conservative movement, and she could jump on a talk show. I could see that happening. I could see that could be the direction that she would go in. I wouldn't be shocked. I wasn't shocked about the Fox rumor. But the timing is really kind of bad timing, too. It's with the term was supposed to end, what, in 2010. So you're going to have people that are going to feel badly about that and feel like they were abandoned by Sarah Palin, who here she is in this, like I said, in this situation where people are going to have a rough time. And she's saying she didn't want to be a lame duck governor, that she is tired of all the jokes aimed at her five kids, and she felt like she could do more in another capacity and still be defined role. So it doesn't give you great clues about it. I told you about the rumor I heard with sources in Fox, and that there was something going on in Fox. And you can also bet this. There are going to be people, because she stepped down, because it was abrupt, whatever, the Sarah Palin fans, that whether it's Fox and Roger Ailes or whether it's somebody else, there's a good chance her phone will ring anyway with something offered to her. And I really, really believe it's going to have something to do with a visible role in speaking about conservatives and speaking about the GOP and that kind of thing, because I can't think that she's fading back into the woodwork. In fact, I would be willing to take that bet any day. There's no question about it. It may be that she's mulling over a couple of things, and it was best to just step aside and figure out which direction she wanted to go in. All right, as I promised, news you can abuse, this day in history, and other things coming up on the flip side.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Believe the amount of money Transformers 2 is raking in. What a smash hit that's become. Anybody out there, check out Transformers 2. Kate, hang with you here on America Tonight, Stretch Drive time. Birthdays this day in history, news you can abuse right around the bend. 700 million worldwide in 12 days. So far, the movie is way ahead of the predecessor. So sequels sometimes piddle out. But this one has been a dominator at the box office. So go figure. What is the deal? And over the weekend, Ice Age, The Dawn of the Dinosaurs came out. I think I mentioned this already, but 42.5 million. So it actually tied with Transformers Revenge of the Fallen. But as I said, look at how much money it's raked in 12 days. And then third place, $26 million for the weekend, was Public Enemies with Johnny Depp impersonating John Dillinger. Michael Mann directed it, and it just didn't get the holiday audience the way those other two films did. But you got to think, I think the longer that's out there, the more money that's going to pick up. I think still Public Enemies is going to make some pretty decent cash at the box office. Honestly, I do. Couple of other things to mention here. Just something that I happened to see. You might have seen it too. It was in the USA today. But because of what's happening in the states, they're trying to balance their budgets. Hello, California, Nevada, Hawaii, lots of states struggling. So they decided, okay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to go after the tourists and the business travelers, to get money. So hotel taxes, car rental fees, and other charges jacked up big time in a bunch of states. For Hawaii, for example, the hotel tax is 8.25%. That's up over a percentage point. In New York City, the city raised its hotel tax to 14.25%, and that doesn't count other fees. They're going to start charging for internet reservations, so, you know, a lot of people do things on the internet. Nevada is terrible. That jumped up 3 percentage points. They're up to 12%. Wow, 12% tax. That clicks up big time. So you think you're getting a bargain on a hotel room, especially Vegas, they're always trying to get you to go there, and now, because their unemployment is over 10%, and you are going to pay a lot more for that room. But I think the worst that I saw was this one from Milwaukee, of all places. Car rental fees up big time. What they did, they approved hiking the car rental fee in Milwaukee from $2, okay, to $18. And they said it's going to subsidize mass transit. Man, where can you charge a 50% tax rate and completely get away with it? It's outrageous. If you're stuck and you're doing business there, you have no choice and you have to rent it, you're going to pay through the nose for that. Wow, that is crazy. And most of the people, when questioned about, geez, don't you think that's going to hurt tourism, or how are people going to feel about that hotel tax hikes and stuff? And a lot of, like in Nevada, they said, well, you know what? We're not opposed to the state hotel tax. And this is the Nevada Hotel and Lodging Association. You think they'd be upset about it? Because they're saying it could generate $100 million a year, and we support education. What could we do? We got to do something. So we kind of stayed neutral. Man, I'll tell you, in Milwaukee, I wouldn't have stayed neutral on that. Struggle or no struggle, from $2 to $18, man, that is absolutely ridiculous. And the feeling, I guess, is that, well, you know what? People are, if they fly in there, they have to get a car, you're kind of stuck. What are you going to do? If you don't have access to a car and you're in a business, or you're traveling for some other reason, maybe pleasure, you've got to get a car. So you have no choice in the matter. It's not going to make people very happy, I would think. I don't know if you heard this story or not. This is from news you can have used. New Zealand Airlines, they've got a nude safety video. I guess they're going to make you pay attention. It's this in-flight safety video. No kidding. The crew in the film is wearing nothing but body paint. They call it the bare essentials of safety, and they're screening in the cabins of planes flying in the main domestic routes. You don't have to fly to see it. It's on YouTube. It has over 1 million hits. So if you're curious, just type in New Zealand Air, or Air New Zealand, and that, I'm sure, will pop up. In Elk Grove, California, a teacher at an elementary school near Sacramento sent her students home for the summer with a DVD of class memories. 6 seconds of that tape is probably right there at the tip of their memory banks. It's the teacher having sex. Somehow her homemade sex tape got spliced into a scene where her children were sharing stories in class. The district is telling parents to just destroy the DVDs. Kids who saw those unintended 6 seconds will probably never look at their teacher the same way again. I just can't believe made that big old mistake. That's terrible. And this from Virginia. How about a burglar who's nice? Yep, he snapped his own mugshot so the cops wouldn't have to. Here's what happened. A guy in Suffolk, Virginia, broke into a house, tried to make a call from a cell phone he found there, then used the camera in the phone to take a photo of himself. Duh. People who saw the photo in news stories helped detectives identify the guy. I think I'll take a picture of myself. And finally, this from New York. Just like rush hour, baby, happy hour is just a figure of speech. A Brooklyn bar is offering a happy hour that's 7 hours long. It's called Soda Bar. They're offering cheap drinks from noon to 7 o'clock. The bartender says that's because people's work shifts are all over the clock. We know that, right? Third shifters. And for those who work at night or get up early, happy hour could easily be at noon. I don't know. Some people are probably still sleeping at noon, right? Happy hour. That's true. Happy hours used to be really strict. It was late afternoon, and they're not the only bar in the country that's extended that. All right, that's it for news you can't abuse. Time for this day in history. July 6th, and we're through the holiday weekend. Some people still taking a little time off. Here are a couple of the quick highlights. If we went, or lowlights, you could say, if we went back to 1777 during the American Revolution, British forces captured Fort Ticonderoga in New York, and that was pretty tough. In 1928, the first all-talking feature, it was called Lights of New York, had its premiere in New York. 1945, President Truman signed an executive order establishing the Medal of Freedom. That's very cool, and people still, of course, getting the Medal of Freedom, being awarded that. In 1957, Althea Gibson became the first black tennis player to win a Wimbledon singles title, defeating fellow American Darlene Hard 6-3, 6-2. Now you look, Serena Williams beat her sister Venus Williams in the women's Wimbledon finals over the weekend. It's incredible what those two sisters have done, amassing so many titles and then playing against each other. They still manage to play a high level. Althea would be very, very proud, certainly, of those two. Now, if we go back to 1 year, the U.S. launched an airstrike at combatants in Afghanistan's Nuristan province. The Afghan government later said 40 civilians died, and that was pretty controversial. We're on to birthdays, and we got some I know you're going to recognize. I'm going to say on this list you're going to recognize.
Come on, people, we need birthday singers!
Six of the names. And here they are. Former First Lady Nancy Reagan, 88 years old. I know you know that name. Singer-actress Della Reese, 78. Recently on a television show with Roma Downey. You know what I'm talking about. 78 years old. Actor Burt Ward is 64 years old. Also celebrating a birthday. Actor Jeffrey Rush is 58. He's been in a ton. You've seen him, a character actor, etc. Former President George W. Bush had a birthday, 63. You know that name. Actor-director Sylvester Stallone, 63 years old. Rocky, need I say any more? Former NHL player Ron Duguay is 52 years old. Rapper 50 Cent, 33 years old. If you're celebrating a birthday, happy, happy birthday to you. Hope you blow out all the candles on your cake and get your every wish.
Okay, show's over, folks. Bye-bye. Let's move. Bye-bye. Let's pick this thing up. Let's go for it. Top. One, two, three. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for flying with us. Bye-bye.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Bye-bye.
I don't get it.
There's nothing to get. Bye-bye.
And we'll see you tomorrow night.